from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey man, good morning, how do you do? Hey man, just wanna talk about the boys in blue. Hey man, how's Kansas City, have you tried the barbecue? Hey man, what's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too? Hey man, how was the road trip? Bob and Josh wanna know. Hey man, what do you think of Slugger and AM radio? Hey man, is it true you're a deadhead too? Hey man, kid baseball, wanna talk music with you. Hey man, 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 hey man.
Turn your mic on, Dusty. There it is.
He always gets me nervous. I don't know why. I don't know if that was the stones he had last night, walking out, loading the bases, and getting out of it. But Royals skipper Matt Cotrero, brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, CenturyRoofing.com. Q, I got a question. What's Vinny Pasquantino's diet right now? Because whatever it is, it's working, and let him keep eating.
Well, it's probably that new sandwich they got for him at the ballpark. That would be my first guess.
Probably so, right? Like, he's really, really, I guess you could say maybe finally like 100% healthy from that injury last year. We all know it takes a long time to heal and get back to where you want to be. But boy, he seems like he's really in that zone right now.
Well, he's been producing a ton of runs for us. I know that. And, you know, he's a good hitter. We've had confidence in him right from the get-go. You know, everybody's going to go through ups and downs through the course of a year, but we never wavered in our confidence in Vinny. He puts up good at-bats, and right now he's on a really good streak of driving in runs and getting on base, which is huge for us.
Yeah, and somebody I heard on one of the broadcasts last night as I was kind of bouncing around between all of them was talking about Vinny, and they called him the RBI machine. Here comes the RBI machine. Vinny Pasquantino up to the plate, and he promptly delivers and drives in a run. It's like you could set your watch to him right now. Somebody's on base. Vinny's driving that dude home.
Yeah, it's nice, too, because when you look at the – you know, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, all three of them have, I think, either high 70s or low 80s in RBIs with, you know, quite a bit of a season left to go. So when those guys are producing runs, it means other guys are getting on base. And when that's happening, you have a chance to win.
You know, the last couple of nights, Singer and Lugo, not the best of performances. Is there any reason to be concerned a little bit about those guys or not?
No, I'll tell you what, the Red Sox lineup is really tough, and it presents a lot of challenges for a lot of reasons. One of them is that they're so left-handed heavy.
Yeah.
But the other part is they're really challenging in that they put the ball in play. They can do damage, but they're not they don't expand the zone a lot. And that's what's tough is when teams don't expand the zone, you got to beat them in the zone. And like, as you saw both of these nights, a lot of balls found holes. Sometimes that's not going to be the case. If a ball goes to somebody, they're efficient outs. But in the case of these last couple nights, they've been a challenge for us. And but no, I'm not concerned at all at where they are. They're throwing the ball well.
When it comes to Boston and the whole vibe of Kansas City, it's kind of like a playoff atmosphere every night. It's good to see the lineups kind of still sparking late. I know last night one run short, but tonight, big game is 7-10 start. Don't really see those a lot on a Wednesday, a day off, and then St. Louis for two, and then another day off. As you gear up for this, like, what are the most important things that you see the team developing this late in the season with, you know, the playoff picture still happily there in the midst of everything?
Well, I mean, we don't have to change anything. We just have to keep playing good baseball. I mean, yesterday we gave away a couple outs on both sides of the ball, and we need to make sure we're not given more than 27 outs, and we're taking advantage of everyone we get. Overall, the guys are in a good spot mentally. They believe in themselves. They know that what we have in that room is good enough. We just need to continue to perform, and regardless of who we're playing, you know, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be things that every team matches up differently, but I like our guys. I like the way they compete every day, and that's the best part about it, because every team's going to go through a stretch where, you know, in a playoff race, you're going to go back and forth. You're going to be up one. You're going to be down one. It's just like any game. If you get down, you get punched, you got to get back up and try to rally back, and that's just what a playoff race is, because it's not going to be smooth sailing every day for the next 2 months.
No, no doubt about that. With the off day and two games and then an off day, how much is that kind of like a boost to the team, especially this late in the year? I mean, I think like the analogy would be like in the NFL season, you get like a bye week in week 12 and then you don't play again until Monday night.
Yeah, the football part, I guess that does make sense. I mean, it's very odd in this game to have a Sunday off.
But you love it.
Which is what we have this year. It's unique with the two-game series with the Cardinals. But really what it does is it allows the bullpen to get rested. You know, the starters will get an extra day of rest or two in some cases with this schedule, because then we have another day off next Thursday as well. So it's a stretch in the schedule that's, you know, right now we're a couple games ahead of people as far as games played. So this will kind of even things up for the rest of the way.
How are you handling the bullpen right now? Do you have certain guys that you're like, all right, we want to get this guy into the closer's role. We want this guy to be our eighth inning guy. Or are we still, even with like 48 games to go, just playing matchups and trying to figure things out?
Well, I think we have guys that we consider to be high leverage, you know, depending on where the matchups are. The best part since we've acquired Harvey and Ersig and, you know, Will Smith and Stratton and those guys all year have said, I don't care where I pitch. I just care that we win. And that's the overall attitude of this team. You know, it's very selfless. The bullpen really exemplifies that more than anything. And there's going to be different, like we talked about, the Red Sox present certain challenges with as left-handed heavy as they are. Cleveland's similar in that regard. Other teams are more right-handed heavy. And so deploying the guys where we think we get the best matchups is probably the best way for us to go. That being said, the leverage is a huge part of it, and where we are, whether we're up or down in the game, is a huge part of it.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously you'd like to have defined roles. You'd like to have your closer, your Mariano Rivera, your eighth inning guy that you know that you can rely on. Is there ever an advantage, though, to not having somebody like that, maybe from keeping the other team on their toes type of perspective?
Yeah, and you know, Mariano Rivera is the outlier example, right? And that role has developed differently since that time in the game, you know, from the early 2000s. And, you know, I think there's more of an emphasis on leverage and on understanding that if you're facing, you know, Rafael Devers in the eighth inning of the game, why would you leave your best guy on waiting for the next inning? You know, and so I think that's where we are. And that's going to be different every night, really, because of usage, too. You know, you can't use these guys 4 days in a row. It's just not feasible, at least not before the playoffs start. You know, the playoffs is a different animal, but in a regular season, when you have six other games that week and a guy's already thrown three out of 4 days, it's not easy to just keep running them out there and risk getting them hurt. So That's why the depth is important. Right. That's why the handedness is important, and we consider all that stuff.
Well, we were talking, you know, a lot, obviously, over the last couple of days about Ursig and his acquisition and coming over. That guy's been awesome. And even hearing Salvi talk about him, you're like, all right. And then you see him go out there on the mound, and he's been fantastic for you guys. What have you seen in him since he's come over?
Great stuff. I mean, even before we got him, we knew he had great stuff. And it's exciting that we have him for a number of years as well. I mean, he's come in here, and everything we heard about him from Oakland, they raved about his character, his personality, his team mentality, and that's exactly what we've seen. But, you know, his stuff is what really jumps out, his athleticism. He was a former position player, a guy that just really loves to get out there and compete.
Are you starting to see with how Bobby's July was, and are you starting to see teams, or is there like a new strategy that teams are starting to come after Bobby Witt Jr. with?
Are you okay?
It sounds like you're at a haunted house.
I think my kids, they're chasing each other around the house.
Okay. School starts exactly next week, Skip.
Yeah. I just want to make sure you're all right. Got a big one today. It's my birthday, and I just want to make sure everything's all right.
All right, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe the kids are excited for your birthday.
Probably. So they think there's cake involved, so just let them know anything happened today.
Yeah, but to the question about Bobby, yeah, they I do see, you know, they're being more careful with him, you know, the change-ups in hitters counts, you know, right-on-right change-ups, pitching him definitely, if you know, more like he's got two strikes all the time, that kind of thing.
You know, we were talking earlier, and I know you're probably not going to say this. Maybe you will. I don't know. Dusty and I were talking about, like, this is a must-win game. This is one of the most important games this franchise, I think, has had in a very long time. You don't want to get swept, obviously, you know, by the Red Sox, a team that you're competing with that final playoff spot for and whatnot. We all know the scenario with it. And I felt like last night, maybe Boston handled last night's game a little playoff, like bringing in Kenley Jansen when they did, right? They brought in their closer in the eighth inning to get four outs. It seems like the intensity now getting ramped up a little bit in these games.
Well, that's something they do often. I mean, when we were in Boston, he pitched two innings against us. So I think that's something, you know, he's been doing this a long time. That's something he's very efficient. That's something that they do with him regularly. But as far as a must win, I mean, you know, so if we don't, then what? Is that, you know, we pack it in and say we didn't win
yesterday? We cancel the rest of the season. It's over. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the danger in that. I mean,
sure.
There's no, you know, of course, we're gonna put our best foot forward and do everything we can to win the game, just like we do every other night. But if we don't, that doesn't mean that, you know, we're packing up the tents and heading home.
Yeah, no, it just feels like this is a big situation. We're not used to this, Skip. You know? It's like people are like, they may make the playoffs, but get knocked in the first round. I'm like, so that's okay if they make the playoffs. My gosh, that's a great season. Like, we've been spoiled in Kansas City. Like, either you make the World Series or you don't, or you make the Super Bowl or you don't even make the playoffs. We've been spoiled by greatness on both sides of that parking lot.
Well, I mean, we're that's what we're after, right? We're not going to try to make the playoffs. We're trying to win the World Series. I mean, that's the goal. Now, a lot of things have to happen to get in. A lot of things have to happen to win it all. But regardless, a must win is not tonight, but we are going to do everything we can to win the game.
All right, let's play the baseball card game. I think I got three easy ones for you.
He says this every week.
Mm-hmm. You ready to try the 89 Dunruss featuring Walt Weiss?
Ooh.
89 Walt Weiss. The A's.
Yes, the A's are it.
Have a good night. Go get a win, Skip.
Go get a win today. See, that's a sign. You're winning tonight because of that. Right. And when you win, you'll think of Walt Weiss later on tonight. Okay. I promise you. Have a good one, Skip.
See you guys.
See ya. Matt Quatrero with us here on 610 Sports Radio, the manager of the playoff-bound Kansas City Royals. I like that. Must win, yep. So we close up shop. But yes, we cancel the rest of the season.
Also, now I understand why you're so eager for school to start. That was wild, dude.
Yeah, no
that was
idea.
Like a high-pitched scream in the back. He's like, it's fine. He's just so used to it. He's like, just my kids.
It's just the kids.
That's the kind of guy you want managing your baseball
team.
Hell yes,
it is. Yeah. What's going
on? When Blake hits the fan, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Give it an hour.
But you're right. But that's what Andy Reid is. You know, just steady. You got to be steady. Like, if that was Matheny in that seat.
And
he'd be saying it was a must-win game tonight. I like the fact that he's like, no. We got 47 more of these. I like that. But I also like the fact that we have the conversation about, hey, got to win this game. And we're speaking more from a fan perspective, I think, than a baseball player perspective, because fans are waiting, I think, Dusty, anyway, at least my opinion, to hit that eject button. That's on the football, this team. Is, you know, and I think like if they lose today and they lose three straight to the Red Sox, you will see a lot of fans take on that mindset, which shouldn't be the mindset at all.
That's fine. But once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You can come back anytime you want. There's always room at the inn.
See? Bob and I sometimes switch roles, and sometimes that's okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.